This is the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
Number one pick in the NHL draft, but the minute can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's
I'm every trash, CMT for short. Wonder if we best, what you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise to shot with 98.7. This is drop time, we provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
Wakey, wakey. Eggs and bakey, 5 o'clock, Tuesday morning, lot to do on this show, lot going on in the world of sports. Great. I have a couple of wonderful pieces of news for you, Rick. Let me say good morning before we even get rolling here on a Tuesday.
Good morning, David. I can't wait to hear these great pieces of news.
All right. Where do I start? You ready? I'm not breaking. Not necessarily breaking, but just big, solid, good pieces of news. The Superbox Bonanza that you loved last year.
Love it.
Back. Starting today.
Today?
That's right.
Oh, my goodness.
I figured I would just hold it and like a royal flush. There it is.
In your face.
Right in your face.
Royal flush box bonanza on a Tuesday. What's better than that?
That's right. Well, it's not just going to be Tuesday. It's going to be every day. Every single day leading up to the Super Bowl.
Oh.
That's right. I knew this would be a lot for you. And the phone fixed. Santiago went to the non-Apple store, got the phone fixed. What do you think he spent on the phone fixing?
$70.
More.
$150.
Yeah, like was it like 100 and what? 130, something like that?
Yeah, about 125.
What a waste of money. What absolute. You know what this is like? This is like Jacksonville firing Urban Meyer and keeping Trent Baalke for some reason. Like, what are you doing?
I mean, I've well established what I'm doing.
The Cowboys gave you an opportunity.
It's out of spite now. That's what this is. It's purely, purely out of spite.
Everything I'm doing from this point. Phone. Everything I'm doing from this point is out of spite. I have no reason to do anything else.
I gotta tell you.
That's a great way to live your life, Santiago.
Miserable Santiago is sensational. So you don't know this. So I talked to him down the line, right, on the Comrex for everyone before we go on the Zoom every morning. I said, Ray, you doing better than yesterday? He says, well, it would be hard not to be doing better than yesterday, Dave. All right. I said, you know, and it's like when your wife, like, no matter what it is that you say, it's not going to go well. I'm like, well, that's the situation we're in. And then he says to me, he goes, by the way, have RJ slap me today. Tell RJ just to walk up to me and open hand slap me. Today,
okay,
I'd like him to do that.
But in fairness, and you're peeling back the curtain here, but that has nothing to do with the football or anything else going on. That was an offhand comment I made.
Maybe not, you want to be brought to your knees today is what you're looking for.
Excuse me?
Yeah, let's avoid that. The Knicks took care of the slapping him in the face yesterday afternoon.
Didn't help.
Ugh. How about show up and play?
That was awful, wasn't
it? Awful. New York City's got to be better, too. New York City has to be better.
Well, why are you blaming the city?
Well, that team played on Friday. That's a 1 o'clock game on Monday. The city's got to be better. The city is supposed to win that game for the Knicks yesterday
afternoon. But COVID is neutralizing the city.
this is a problem.
Listen, it's not for lack of trying. You saw that LaMelo didn't play for non-COVID-related illness, right?
Yeah, well, unfortunately, Miles Bridges did.
They had their best player, and this was a 10-point game. That was not a 10-point game.
No, that was all the optics. They scored the last 10 points of the game. They trailed by double digits for the last 30 minutes of the game.
And they didn't even have that Fugazi run. Like, how often do you watch a game in the NBA where there's not at least that one moment you're like, oh, well, you know what, we were down 21, but now it's 7, and we at least have a modicum of a chance?
No.
That there was no chance to ever win that game yesterday for the Knicks.
No. That was like, hey, let's ease into this 1 o'clock game. And Charlotte was like, no. We lost to Orlando at home on Friday. We will not be easing into this game. Miles Bridges drops 22 in the first quarter. And then you were chasing the whole game. He got crushed.
They got absolutely crushed. Well, here's the nice thing. You're right back at it tonight.
Oh, that's good. And they need to respond.
They better respond.
But that's a missed opportunity.
Well, that's a team you're chasing. That's a team you're right behind. We discussed it and went through all the standings yesterday, and you come out and you give us that. And listen, I'm still not sold, and it's going to take a while to sell me on this team, but I was starting to kind of believe a little bit that things were trending in the right direction, right? They were winning games. They were playing well at home. They were winning at home, and all of a sudden, this looked like they were a better version of themselves. All of that goodwill kind of got ripped away from me yesterday.
Well, I just don't know. I mean, at a certain point, like, you need to realize, like, and I'm sure, I mean, the fans have already realized this. Maybe the team is a little late to the party. Like, as well as things have been going, you're not good enough to just show up and ease into a game against a team that you're chasing in the standings, even without LaMelo Ball. Like, that's the reality of who you are as a team. Like, you need to show up and play hard. And if you don't, you're not going to like the results. And that's what happened yesterday. They tried to ease their way into the game. They get down. I mean, what they have one lead? Were they 12-11, and then that was it?
That went one lead in the entire game.
I mean, they missed 8 free throws in the first half. You had 10 misses in the paint, 7 turnovers. You shot 37%. You didn't show up.
Can I suggest something, too? When Julius Randle is terrible, and I'm not saying play him instead of Randle typically,
oh,
but when
Randle
is... Can I see more Obi Toppin, please?
Oh,
what did he play,
too.
4 minutes in the first half?
Yeah, he had, what, 7 points?
Yeah.
Yeah, but see, that's the clunkiness of how this roster is built. Like, when Obi plays well, you know Tibbs doesn't like to go small, so it's, I'm going to take out Julius Randle, who's supposed to be my best player, and replace him with Obi?
Well, if Julius Randle looks like that?
No, I know, but didn't we talk about this with the whole thumbs down thing? Like, don't you get the vibe from Julius Randle is that guy, like, he's one of those guys that you need to try to do your best to keep engaged and keep happy because you could make things miserable for everybody else.
So now I have to placate him? Now it's like I have to worry about the ego and the mindset of Julius Randle? I can't just do what's best for the team. I have to massage him during the game?
Well, I don't even know if it's massage. It's just like he's got one of those personalities. Like, he's the one that sets the tone. And if he's in a bad mood... You know, guys, I think, are a little bit intimidated by him. So now, you know, everyone feels like they have to be in a bad mood. Like, you're kind of walking on eggshells around him. And they don't have, here's the other thing, though, too. And they, I mean, we know that they struggle when teams play zone defense. But when you play against the zone and you do find a way to get into the paint, you got to make those shots. And when you do kick it out, you can't hesitate. You got to make those shots. You got an offensive rebound. They don't have a point guard. That really is the crux of the issue, is they don't have a point guard right now, which is a humongous problem.
You're not wrong, but this has not changed. I mean, we've had this conversation for how long now?
Well, I mean, since I've been a Knicks fan, we've had this conversation.
Yeah, I mean, this is something that's been an issue for forever and ever and ever. Just the fact that that this soundbite exists, and I haven't heard it, but just the fact that this exists gets me upset. Tom Thibodeau, after the game, do you think your team got a little... complacent out there?
You know, I wouldn't say complacency. I think that's the challenge of the league. If you want to find an excuse, you can do so every night. There's something. And the challenge is, okay, you got to be ready to play. You got to come in and understand what goes into winning. And you have to put the same effort into it every game. And for the most part, our guys are very good at that. The challenge for us on this one was the travel, early start, you know, back-to-back tomorrow. So just be ready.
I hear a lot of excuses in that answer.
Well, what else are you going to say? I mean, that's what it was. I don't care why, you know, I don't care what the reasons are, but that's what it looked like, is that they didn't show up ready to play. Charlotte showed up. They weren't. And whatever you want to blame it on, you know, as a player, some guys have a hard time getting themselves into a game and, you know, with the early start. I love the early start. Just because, you know.
Of course you do.
Well, you know how crazy I am, so the earlier the better. I mean, if we could start at 9 a.m., it'd be great. Just wake up and play. But it usually takes a guy, you know, a couple minutes to get their legs underneath them and get going. And
let me ask you this. What time was the game for Charlotte?
Same time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And did Charlotte have their best player?
Not one of their best players, no.
And who was home?
The Knicks were home, Dave.
Okay, so enough. I'm not saying you're making him, but I don't want to hear the excuses. It was the same thing for Charlotte. It was a 1 o'clock game for them. They didn't have, I think, arguably their best player. They're on the road. At a minimum, compete in the game. At a minimum.
Well, yeah, that's the thing, though. I mean, we talk about this all the time, is that, you know, a fan doesn't want to hear any excuses. Because you're right. They feel the same way that you feel. I mean, Charlotte's dealing with a 1 o'clock start, too. And they had no problem dealing with it. Miles Bridges had no problem getting up for the 1 o'clock start. Because he dropped 22 in your face in the first quarter.
That's a lot of points in the quarter.
A lot of points. 20 in the first half. So, yeah, you're right. Now they're going to bounce back tonight.
That's right. So Knicks lose tonight, you'd feel a way about it tomorrow, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't be happy about it, no.
Yeah. See, for me, Knicks win tonight, yesterday's game, it almost goes away. Almost.
Well, here's the thing, though. I mean, you don't want to lose this momentum. You don't. I mean, because, again, I think for me and you at least, is what we've seen so far up to this point, I don't necessarily know if I trust this team yet. And as things started to get, you know, RJ goes on this little run and they start winning these games, it's like, okay, you know, maybe I can buy back in. And then you see a performance like yesterday and they don't show up to start that game. If they follow that up with another dud tonight, then yeah, I mean, it's all that goodwill they started to build up maybe goes away.
Yeah, very quickly. I don't trust them. And maybe there's Knicks fans saying, oh, you know, it's not right of you. I don't. I don't know how I can. I've just seen too much mediocre basketball from them this season. They have too many flaws right now. I think they'll get into the play-in tournament. But beyond that, I have very little expectations for this team. And maybe that's wrong, and hopefully I'm wrong. I'd like to be, but I don't know. That's how I feel right now.
Yeah, well, listen, I mean, you're missing, you know, arguably your most consistent player, or he was your most consistent player before he went out with Derrick Rose, which changes everything.
Fair.
So, I mean, you don't have him, you know, no Kemba. Like I mentioned, like, you don't have a legitimate point guard. So you're asking guys to do things that, you know, it's point guard by committee. It's facilitating the offense by committee. I mean, that sounds great in theory, but I mean, you can't count on that every night. Like, this basketball, I mean, the point guard in basketball is like the quarterback in the NFL, right? It's like, if we're seeing these playoff teams now, if you got a great one, I like your chances. If you don't, yeah, you're going to struggle a little bit.
You see Memphis, I think they're 31-15 now.
Memphis is good. Legit right now.
That is a
good. Well, they were winning games with, remember, they were winning games without Ja Morant,
yeah,
to the point where Memphis fans were saying they didn't want, nah, Ja, take your time. We're good. Get 100%. Get 110% before you come back.
Yeah, like, he felt the way about it. Very talented team.
That's a well put together team.
Very well put together. I think they're 31-15. That's crazy stuff. So, I mean, what do we have today? Today's it's a full show.
Ooh.
You know when you go to, like, a movie, or for you, I should probably say a Broadway play?
Oh, easy. Relax. Would you please?
What do you mean, relax?
I did go to Once, by the way. I saw Once.
Wait, the other day you hadn't seen it.
Well, I did. Oh, I told you I forgot. Like, I went over this. We sat down. Cass and I sat down, and we went over what we've seen.
And that's, like, everything.
It's an extensive list, yeah.
Yeah, like Rodgers and Hammerstein over there. Is there? You should. The better list would be, what have we not seen?
What haven't we seen yet?
Yeah. Have you seen Man of La Mancha?
No, I haven't seen that.
No?
No.
But you've seen Once.
I've seen Once, yeah.
Have you seen The Lion King?
I've seen The Lion King, yeah.
Now, are you the kind of savage that will see the same show multiple times?
No. No, I let me take that back. I've seen Jersey Boys a couple times because Cass and I saw it. We loved it. We knew that Cassie's dad would love it. So we took her parents to see it.
I've seen Hamilton. I mean, really? I mean, you're once. So bougie.
I'm not. Listen, we have friends that like the show, and they took us. I was taken to Hamilton.
Wicked?
Which was great. I've seen Wicked, yeah.
The Book of Mormon.
Yep.
I mean, you've seen everything.
Original cast of Book of Mormon. I got the original cast of Book of Mormons and the original cast of Hamilton.
You're like a theater critic. You've seen more than, like, the people that do this for a living.
I don't even start. We sprinkle in some ballets that I've gone to. Oof.
Oh, my. Forget who it. Knew? Seriously, who knew that you were at this level?
I'm a Renaissance man.
Chicago?
I've seen Chicago, yeah.
Oh, my God. There's nothing. I mean, what have you not seen, really?
I've seen Gypsy. I saw Gypsy, too.
You've seen so much that I mentioned, like, one of the last things we saw once, which I really enjoyed. And you're like, I don't think we've seen that. Like, you've seen so much, you don't even remember what you've seen.
It's tough with the three kids, man. I don't remember what I ate yesterday. Oh, I don't remember if I closed the garage.
All right, Dear Evan Hansen.
I haven't seen that yet, no.
Oh, we found one!
Yeah, I haven't seen that.
Really?
Well, I mean, I haven't been to Listen, since the pandemic, I haven't been to, I mean, no one's
Yeah, but
been
Dear Evan Hansen was around before that.
No, I know, but I was, I mean, once we had Ella, it slowed down a little bit.
Really? Your barrage of the Broadway theater had slowed down?
Well, no, I shouldn't say that, because once they got to a certain age, we took them to see Aladdin, they loved that. We took them to see Lion King, they loved that. The kids love the shows. And then now we have the maniac Rocco, we can't take him anywhere.
Do you vote for the Tonys? Like how...
Maybe I should.
Well, I think so.
Maybe I should. I'm like this jack wagon that decided not to vote for the last 2 years in the Baseball Hall of Fame.
I think you deserve a vote for the Tonys. I think that'd be the appropriate way to go.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
DPetro Rothenberg with you, 98.7 ESPN. Is there like a show tune we could play that would go beyond you, or you know all of them?
You asking me?
Yeah.
A couple probably. Yeah, I'm not gonna say I would know all of them. Yeah,
you'd pretty much know all of them.
Listen.
Everybody!
I enjoy live music. Broadway
you
shows.
You really are
terrific.
A renaissance man. When you
Macadoo,
like
Macadoo, Macadoo!
You really are a renaissance man, though. I mean, you have it all on lockdown. You're a sports savant. You take in, I mean, movies upon movies, right? You love all genres of music. You've seen every show to ever be produced in the Great White Way. Like, you know everything.
Could you imagine, though, Dave Rothenberg, just as his own show on Broadway, and you come out with the Macadoo.
Macadoo, Macadoo, Macadoo.
And there he is. There he is, ladies and gentlemen. The great Dave Rothenberg.
I could do a one-man show.
Good time!
Absolutely. You remember Billy Crystal? I'm sure you've seen it.
I
700
saw it, yeah.
Sundays. You ever see that?
I cried like a baby, yeah.
Did you see it on Broadway?
Yep.
Did you really?
I see it. Yes.
You saw 700 Sundays on Broadway?
I did, yeah.
Did you see Mike Tyson on Broadway?
No, I did not see Mike Tyson.
Okay, so that's the one.
That's the one.
So 700 Sundays on Broadway. Tell me you wouldn't want to sit and watch my life recap on Broadway.
I absolutely would.
You absolutely would.
I would sell out. I listen, here's this. I could make a couple phone calls. I could probably get the... No, not probably. I could get us the theater at CW Post, at LIU now. And if you were to just sit on stage, tell your story, and then have people ask you questions about your life, so it would be sold out.
And welcome aboard.
I absolutely would.
Sold out.
I mean, it would be reviews. It would be critics.
Because well, they don't even... People don't get the stories. Like, they get the stories, but they don't get... All the stories.
I got a story for you from last night. Oh, I'll go all the way with Tenenbaum. just I can't wait for Tenenbaum, by the way. 7:35 today. I'm gonna you know what I might offer him? I might offer him a phrase. Like, you don't need to send me the Starbucks gift card if you admit right here live on air that maybe I'm more knowledgeable about football than you.
Yo, why would you do that to the poor? He's not gonna do that.
You don't think?
No. I mean, well,
I'll make the offer.
He's been a general manager multiple times in the NFL, and he's going to admit on our radio show that you know more. No,
you don't respect me? He took the Cowboys to go to the Super Bowl, Rick.
That would be amazing credibility for the show, though. Amazing credibility.
I mean, what more could he do to really maybe irreparably damage his image than take the Cowboys to go to the Super Bowl?
Well, here's the thing, though, too. I mean, not only did he do that on our show, and now he owes you the Starbucks gift card.
That's right.
He was taking a lot of heat on the K show. A lot of heat.
I heard them giving him a very hard time yesterday.
I mean, they put him in the R.J. Bell category. Because you know how that whole R.J. Bell thing ended.
That did not end well.
Did not end well for them.
R.J. Bell, by the way, his game of the week on my Saturday show, Niners plus +3. Another hit for him.
Well, I mean, it's his job.
So
I
what?
Hope. I mean, that's what he does for a living. Besides,
still a terrific job by R.J. So you want to hear what happened last night?
I do.
Okay. So watching what might have been the worst playoff football game I've ever seen.
It was bad.
It was unwatchable. It was awful football. So watching the first half, blowout, third quarter, into the fourth quarter, I'm kind of dozing. It's not captivating me. It's terrible. Watching in bed, Sherry's right next to me, and she says with about, 7 minutes left, right when the Cardinals kicked the field goal to go down 31-11, she says, can you turn this thing off? And because my immediate, my reflex is, turn it off. I said, do you know what would happen if I turned it off? Do you want me to revisit the Colts-Bucks game of 2003? And she turns to me, she's like, what is the matter with you? She said, 2003, that's before we were married. We were just living together. We weren't even engaged at that time. So I don't know if I've ever told you this. October, I believe, 2003. We're lying in bed, and the Buccaneers have, on a Monday night football game, a 35-14 lead over Peyton Manning and the Colts. And I think there's like
Omaha! Omaha!
6 minutes left in the game. And she turns to me and she says, Can you now remember, just dating, not even engaged, living together, maybe a month at the time.
A lot of premarital sexy time going on here. I don't know if I like it.
She turns to me and she says, can you turn this off? I said, turn it off. She said, yeah, we can spend some time together.
Oh.
I said, because I wasn't in my right mind. I said, you know what? Yes. Yes, I can.
Yeah, but at that point, why even turn it off? Why not go Canadian style so you can both watch the game and have the fun?
Because I've done that in the past and it doesn't go over that well. She's not a fan of that.
Well, you can't actively watch it. You got to pretend like you're. I mean, you got to.
But I'm not good at that. And there was one time in high school when that was happening and I started screaming and she's like, boy, this is good, huh? I was like, the Mets went on a walk off and it didn't go over well. So 2003, she can you turn this off? We'll spend some time together. I said, yes, I can. Turn it off, time, cuddling, sleep, wake up next morning. In maybe the greatest comeback in football history, in overtime, Colts beat the Bucks 38-35.
Oh, look at what has happened.
And I hear like, so I'm like maybe still in bed and she's getting ready for work and she's out in the kitchen area. And I get out of bed and I just start screaming at her. I said, how dare you? I can't believe you did that. And I still remember that, and it still bothers me. And I said to her last night, I said, I will turn this game off. But if we have a repeat of the 2003 fiasco,
goodbye.
Don't ever ask me to turn a game off ever again in our lives. And we didn't.
Oh, she's got to earn your trust back. That was a step in the right direction. She was right. That game was terrible. You shut it off. I hope you had a little bit of a little loving before you went to sleep, but you maybe want to.
We're married 17 years.
Yeah, well, that's fine. I mean, my libido is just. Off really? The charts right now. Oh, I can't. I don't even know what's going on.
I was hoping. If you had the Rick's libido at 5:30, you win. Now like you're going to swing it?
I'm like a high school kid right now.
Really?
Here's the thing, though, about you. And this is why I love you so much. I don't even know if we could run this up the poll or not. But, I mean, what percentage of men would not turn off a football game that's not even their team if offered the opportunity to have sexy time?
Well, probably 1%.
I don't even know if it's 1%.
You don't think?
No.
You think there's no way I'm the only person?
No, not the only person. Well, listen, nothing would surprise me. I mean, the amount of calls we took with people agreeing with you that they wouldn't root for their kid if they played for a team.
Because I was right, and I stand by that.
You stand by that?
I stand by that.
I could never imagine being in a spot where I'm in bed And the woman I'm laying next to says, hey, why don't we shut this off? And, you know, get after it.
Let's get down to it.
Then I would say, no, I can't. I have to watch this game.
Yeah. But you know what? 31-11, I thought she brings up a good point. Let's, in fact, turn this thing off. RJ, is that something you could throw up there on a poll?
Oh, I can do that.
Yeah, put it up on the poll.
Yeah, put it up there on the poll.
Now, the phrasing here is important.
Oh, yeah, phrasing is always important.
Am I saying an important football game, a playoff football game?
Yes. Well, that's what it was.
So would you rather watch a playoff football game that does not involve your team or have sexy time?
Yes.
That is the question.
Yes.
No. No.
Oh, no.
No, that has to be the caveat. This is not your team.
No. No. This game was 31-11 in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, but the example you brought up wasn't your team.
No, she knows better than to ask me during one of my teams. she's not crazy.
Is there any of your teams, though? Any of your team? Definitely not the Giants. I know that. Is there any of your teams that you could sway you?
Yes.
How about just pausing it?
I don't like to pause games. I'd rather work through it. I'd rather work through it.
I'd rather work through
it. I would. Is there any of my teams that I could see? You know what? Now, here's the thing. If it was socially acceptable to watch the game and also partake, I'd be a tremendous fan of that.
Yeah,
but that's the kind
why.
Of thing is frowned upon.
No.
I'm telling you.
No, but because you're not doing it the right way.
Clearly not.
Obviously not. You can't. I mean, you can't be more into the game than what you're doing.
But I can't just turn it off. All of a sudden, I can't become a different person. Could you imagine that? Could you imagine if it was just like that's what life is? Watch the game and do this. You'd never leave the bedroom.
Why would you? There'd be no reason. I mean,
for you, it would be the equivalent of like a Broadway show. You're watching a Broadway show, and then your wife was like, hey, you want to spend a little time together?
You throw a refrigerator.
I got some sexy undies.
You throw the refrigerator right in the bedroom? Why would you leave?
Forget it. Now it's just, I mean, stop it. It's become too much. It's become too much. So who knew we would go here? But here's where we are.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
RJ really on the ball today, Rick. You could tell that the Niners advancing has him at the top of his game. Guess what I've now received at 5:35 today?
Reads.
All my reads.
Oh.
All my reads, my Superbox Bonanza tees.
This is
my Zach Brown band giveaway, my NJ diet. You name it, I've got it. Right here.
If you're
not
worried. This is a good 30 minutes before you usually get them. At least 30 minutes.
I'm going to peruse them. I think I might be flawless today in my reads. Goodyear brought to you by Goodyear with, oh my God, let's start that again. Was that live on air?
It had to be. You could
hear me laughing. Rick was laughing.
That was live on air? We're presented by Progressive!
You're an animal.
Boy, I'm terrible, huh?
You're an animal.
I'm really not very talented.
Boy, you're fragile. 30 seconds ago, you were going to go perfect.
Well, because I got the reads early today. I think that really helps me. Bud Light and Bud Light Seltzer. Oh, my God. But I don't think that was live on air.
No, I think you're right.
I do believe that if you're taking like recorded reads after the show and bringing them back into this segment, you're lying to the audience.
Jan Blachowicz.
This was live.
No.
Live.
Jan Blachowicz.
I'm so excited. I mean, God forbid you help me.
Well, how am I going to help you?
What do you mean? I don't know anything read. About the MMA.
It's a live read.
Yeah.
It's not my fault they didn't put how to pronounce it in the read.
They might have, actually.
Yeah, of course they did.
How's he so doing, by the way? How's Blachowicz doing? Is he still rolling along?
It's who?
A Blachowicz.
He's rolling along.
Yeah? Bet they were to make like a Broadway show on Jan Blachowicz, you'd be right there on the first day, right? Come on, Jan! All the TPHers are here. You could do it. You'd be back tonight, too. You tell security, listen, I don't know what's going on with that family. Just keep an eye on them. You're an MMA fighter still.
Let Jan know the DPHers are here.
He'd be knocking on his door after the show with flowers. Do you do that? Like, are you that guy?
No. Don't bring flowers, no.
No?
No.
You know, throw them up on stage after the performance is done when they're bowing? I don't know. You're a theater guy.
No, they put me up top. They're like, oh, this guy, we've seen him here so often. Maybe he's a critic.
I'm sure you walk in the, oh, hello. Oh, yeah. We've got house seats ready for you, sir. Have you seen Rent?
I've seen Rent, yeah.
Of course. Wait, I mean, you like laugh when I ask now. Have you seen Rent? Yes. I've seen Rent. Have you seen the new Netflix movie on Jonathan Larson?
No.
With Andrew Garfield plays him?
Nope.
No? Are you going to watch that? It's supposed to be good.
Well, yeah, but I told you, I'm watching Yellowstone right now. We're chipping away at Yellowstone.
All right, you got work to do. Let's get to the calls.
15 minutes a
night. We have 15 minutes a night. We have calls to get to. Let's get to them. Kenny, Jersey, lead us off, Ken. You're on 98.7.
Yeah, good morning, fellas, man. Hey, Dave, I want to know, did you hear that my owner said that my coach's job is secure?
Give me a little more than this.
With Stephen Jones.
Cowboys. The Cowboys.
Yeah, I heard it, and I've never heard a better piece of information in my life. Let Mike McCarthy have a lifetime contract with the Cowboys, yes.
I figured that would actually make you happy, you know what I mean? So I'm calling this morning. Yeah, I figured that would make you happy. But I just wanted to know, because I don't think I've heard yet, who do you think that, you know, your guys should get? Who do you think the general manager should be for the Giants, and who do you think that he should pick up as his coach?
Well, I'm not going to cop out on this for you. I don't know who I specifically want, but I will tell you that I've heard three guys had excellent interviews. Sheen with Buffalo, Hortus with the Ravens, and Peters from San Francisco. And then my thought is, whichever guy, and this is what you do, and I would love this, whichever guy you hire, the ball's in his court, and he now decides what direction you want to go in as a franchise, as far as the head coach. I mean, Peters and Harbaugh sounds pretty attractive.
Well, it sounds like the Giants are on Harbaugh's short list, too, if you want to believe that.
Did he say, what was it I saw? Was it the Bears and the Giants?
No, Vegas.
Vegas and the Giants?
Vegas and the Giants, yep.
I mean, all Harbaugh does, and he's...
I don't know, though. Here's the thing, though. I don't know if the Giants would be willing to give Harbaugh what I would imagine Mark Davis and the Raiders would.
Like control-wise or money-wise?
Control-wise.
Yeah, I think he's going to want to run everything.
Which I don't know if it's always the smartest thing to do as a coach, because there's so much on your plate anyway. But there's no way the Giants are going to do that.
Give him entire control of the organization? No.
No chance.
No. And nor do I think they should.
I agree with you. I want him here as the coach, but you saw what happened with him in San Francisco and why that didn't work out. So they already got rid of Mayock, so they have no GM. I mean, they're putting out requests for head coaches in Vegas to interview. So Bisacci is gone. He's doing handwritten letters to his team, which I thought was awesome.
Which honestly, by the way, so basically they said there was never any chance that he was going to keep this job, ever.
Well, they're going to interview him, yeah, but that's what it feels like.
Right? I mean, he brings them to the playoffs. They win huge games down the stretch. They win a game they could have tied. Like, he went for it. They win that game. They went toe-to-toe with Cincinnati. They had a chance to tie that game late stages. they, you could argue, are the most resilient team in all of football, and they're going to say, all right, thank you for that. Goodbye.
Yep. That's what it sounds like. Yeah, I mean, he's going to get an interview, but who knows? I mean, if it's, if it comes down to what he did this season under those circumstances, which I think is incredible, or Harbaugh, I mean, what do you think they're going to do?
I think they're going to go Harbaugh.
Of course.
And I think the Raiders are the kind of team that they want that big splash. I mean, it's Vegas. Yep.
Well, that's why they want, signed, I mean, that's why they signed Gruden to a 10-year deal.
Right. That's what they want. They want that big splashy hire. Have you seen like Broadway shows in Vegas?
Not Broadway shows in Vegas. No. I've seen shows in Vegas.
You've seen shows in Vegas, though.
Yep.
Have you seen Celine?
I have not seen Celine, no.
Oh, come on. Adele.
No, I haven't been to Vegas. When was the last time I went to Vegas?
Don't yell at me. I don't know what you're doing. Obviously, you're seeing, you're consuming a lot.
Well, I would take you. If we do go to Vegas, I'll take you to Adele if you want.
Yes?
Yeah, it would be awesome.
I'd stand up and sing with her.
Hello.
Hello.
I saw Cirque du Soleil. I saw the Cirque du Soleil show.
You let him go to Vegas, we definitely not going to see him.
Jimmy and Dix Hills. Good morning, Jim. You're on 98.7.
Hey, guys. Love the show. Dave, really, just for you. Dave, I'm so excited. New GM coming, new coach. But could you imagine if we were still looking at Joe Judge as the future? I mean, it just makes such a difference. And we talked about this a few weeks ago. Once they get rid of him, we have hope. And the only thing I don't want is, please, God, not Dave Peterson. I mean, honestly, Peterson? I don't know. I might go back. I might change my mind.
You mean Doug Peterson?
Doug Peterson? Right? I don't want Doug Peterson either. I think, and maybe I'm wrong, and actually I saw this. I understand. But did you see that, like, the latest odds, at least the latest that I saw, had Doug Peterson as the betting favorite to get the Giants job?
Yeah, I wouldn't love that if I was a Giants fan.
I wouldn't love that.
Well, I do kind of feel like it would be nice to have one or the other have previous experience, as opposed to having, you know, a guy who, I mean, you like the team that he worked for, but he's never had experience as a GM.
I think that's a hard sell, though. I think Doug Peterson as the Giants head coach is a hard sell.
Well, unless he comes in here and wins right away.
Sure. Listen, he comes in here and they win. They go 8. Forget about even winning. If they make you want to watch the games and they go 8-9, that's a success.
Well, here's the thing, though, is I don't think the Giants are in a spot or where over the last, I mean, you know, what is it, 6 years? You go McAdoo to Shermer and now Joe Judge, where, God forbid, as good as one of these coordinators looks on paper, that they jump in as head coach and it's too much for them.
Oh, God.
I mean, that's the fear, because you don't know. You have no idea, because it's a completely different job. Anyone you talk to that's a head coach in any one of these professional sports, it's completely different.
And you've seen it before. Wade Wilson, phenomenal coordinator. Head coach, not his forte. Norv Turner, phenomenal coordinator. Head coach, can't really do it.
Look at
you've
Pat
seen
Shermer.
It.
I mean, Pat Shermer's a good offensive coordinator. He's not
very
a good
coach.
I mean, it happens all the time. It's because it's
big.
It's a different animal, though, man, because it's not what a lot of these guys, they love to coach. They love the one-on-one interaction with their players, and that's who they are. That's why they love it so much. That's why they're willing to go, you know, 16, 18-hour days.
That's right.
But now all of a sudden you become the head coach, and it's not as much coaching as you're accustomed to.
No, you're CEO now. By the way, Santiago, he just jumped me.
What happened now?
I said Wade Wilson instead of Wade Phillips.
Wade Phillips.
Yeah.
I was really thrown off. Was Wade Wilson ever a head coach?
No, it's probably the best moment he's had in the last 24 hours.
You let him go. You just let him go.
He was so – did you know who I meant?
Yes, I did.
Right. No, I didn't know who you
stop
meant
it.
At first.
Yeah, come on,
and that's,
stop it.
And that's why I said it in your
stop
ear.
Stop it. I didn't know who I meant.
Did I berate you on air? I didn't bring this on air.
You knew who I meant.
I said it in your ear.
I meant Wade Phillips. I had a misstep. I said Wade Wilson. You knew exactly who I meant. How many Wades are there?
Continue with your radio show, you big baby.
I'm not a big baby. How's your phone? Is it working well?
It's working great.
Great. Good. When you went into the store and you're like, I'd like to repair this, we're like, psst. Go get an iPhone.
Actually, I was steered away from the iPhone. I even mentioned,
of course.
I said I'm not an iPhone person, and the person said, Yeah, I agree with you. Stay away from that.
So hang on a second. You went into a non-Apple store and they told you, don't get an iPhone. Wow. Really?
Of course. Why would I go to an Apple store? Listen to yourself.
Because the iPhone is the greatest, easiest phone to use.
You sound like you're in a cult.
Don't you have an iPad?
I do not.
Do you have an Apple computer?
I have a Mac.
Okay, so why wouldn't you just sync those two up?
Because the Mac was given to me years ago.
Don't you understand? You guys think I'm the most stubborn person on the show? I'm not. Santiago.
Because of a phone.
I tried, but listen. You're talking to somebody that tried to do the same thing you did. I was like, oh yeah, no, I don't need. Don't give me the. I don't need the iPad. I don't need the MacBook Pro. Just not. I'm gonna go. Give me the Microsoft tablet. I'm a computer. Yeah, right. Biggest waste of money ever.
But here's the thing. You're a big enough guy that you will admit your foibles. You admit, you know what? I've made a mistake. Here's how I can remedy it, and here's what I'll do.
I don't think that I've made a mistake.
See, and
that's the problem.
He will go to the grave believing that he is making the right decision.
No, 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 no. If in my heart I thought I was just being stubborn that I was wrong, you might have a point. I'm not wrong. I'm comfortable with what I have. Everything works as it should. The only reason that it was even up for debate is because I broke the thing. But that was my own fault. Had nothing to do with the actual equipment.
Yeah, I know. But why do you want to be that guy that comes into a group chat and then all of a sudden we got to deal with the whole...
You're green.
With the green.
Oh, my God. It's such an inconvenience for you because there's a green bubble in the chat. Oh, my goodness.
No,
I'm so sorry,
you know,
guys.
Every time you send a text, you're like, I'm not one of you. Is what you're saying.
You're damn right I'm not one of you.
I'm not one of you.
It takes so long to send pictures in the group chat. It's just too much.
It's a lot, Santa. It really is. How about if we were to start like a fund to help you?
You'd be wasting your money.
You could give him the money. You could actually buy him the he wouldn't use it.
He would donate it to charity.
I might go out on the street and scalp it is what I might do.
You really are. You're an absolute animal.
This guy is too much.
I think this will be a good call. Dave in Bayside. Dave, you're on 98.7.
iPhone is much better than the Android Google phone.
Yeah, you know what, Dave? You're not going to convince this guy. He's a savage.
I got a full appointment. Can I ask Rick a quick on the question afterwards?
Oh, you do whatever you want,
yeah,
Dave.
Go ahead. Whatever you'd like.
The football thing was about the last play of the Cowboys. I think a better play would have been if they threw a quick out pass and get 10, 15 yards.
They couldn't.
Where the clock would have been stopped.
They couldn't. They couldn't. San Francisco changed their defense.
Yeah, but it looked like when he ran the ball, there was no one playing. There was no one there.
As soon as he gets past the line of scrimmage, they're trying to tackle him.
Well, yes, they're not going to just let him run free.
If you watch before the play, the way they were set up, they were playing. I mean, they were protecting the sidelines, which they weren't doing initially.
No, RJ, what were you like on that last drive? You must have been incensed at what they were doing defensively.
The first three plays, they got whatever they want.
Whatever they want. I mean, they're running out of bounds. They took 17 seconds, got out of bounds three times, and gained, from the 20 to the 40? 40 yards.
Yeah. They were trading 4 seconds for 10 yards every single time.
These were not good trade-offs. But, by the way, is this me? The guy says, I want to make my point, and then I'd like to ask an Islanders question, and Santiago hangs right
up. His point was stupid.
Wow.
Wow. You see?
Throw it to the sideline where there's five red jerseys on each side.
He's not better today. I thought he'd be better today. He's not.
No, this is going to take some time.
I was doing good till you set me off 2 minutes ago.
Who set you off?
You with your stupid iPhone cult.
The Wade Wilson comment.
Yeah, right. I said the wrong last name, and all of a sudden the guy gets into a wild.
I politely get in your ear. Said, did you mean Wade Phillips?
He was. You should have heard him though.
And
politely,
it took me a while.
He was laughing. You should have heard him. He goes, did you mean Wade Phillips?
No, I meant Wilson Phillips. Of course he meant Wade Phillips.
And everybody knew it, and you had to be that guy.
I didn't know it at first.
Please stop it.
What a teammate I am, though. I just glanced right by it. I knew I didn't.
Right, because you're classy. Because you're the Broadway theater of the show. You've seen Cats, right?
Yep.
I'm going to find a show you haven't seen. JoJo and Nutley.
I've already found a couple.
Not even not really, not many. Jojo,
hey,
you're on 98.7.
Good morning, good morning. Just quick, I was watching the Knick game yesterday. Obviously, it was very disgusting. I think it just proves that the Knicks really need a point guard. I was hearing a lot about Brunson on Dallas being a very, like, hot item for the Knicks. They really want him. I think it's a great pick. Guy averages 6 to 8 assists, and that's with Doncic on the floor. So I think that really could help us. And he does shoot pretty well. But I'm also hearing that Cuban really wants Kemba, which, you know, obviously it didn't work for us, so I would definitely give him up.
Have him.
He'd definitely want a lot more. So who else do you think we would have to get rid of? And do we have any idea where Ben Simmons is going? And not that I want him on the Knicks, but do we have any idea? Thank you.
Oh, no, I don't think anyone has any idea.
No. I don't think they're going to get fair value for him.
Like, well, they're not going to trade him then.
Well, then they're going to sit with him for the entirety of the season, and he's not going to play.
Well, I mean, that's listen. Now, I mean, you want to talk about, you know, spite on both sides. Like, he's not going to play for them, and then they're not trading him for.
They're the Ray Santiago of NBA teams.
That's exactly right. They're not going to trade him for less than they want.
By the way, do not call Jalen Brunson Rick Brunson, because Santiago will have no idea who we're talking
about. At least that one would make sense. He's his kid.
He will have no idea. He'll start giggling in your ear.
Thanks for listening to the DPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.